This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about anxiety. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. During the pandemic, we've all had to face a lot of uncertainty. Our day-to-day routines were disrupted, those carefully laid plans postponed indefinitely, and just not knowing what might happen next.
Uncertainty is uncomfortable. I mean, that idea that your knowledge has fallen short is not a good feeling, because humans are also innately driven to need answers and to have answers for survival's sake.
That's Maggie Jackson. She is a journalist and author. She writes about social trends and the impact of technology on people's lives. She's researching uncertainty for a new book. If you really think about it, many aspects of our lives are uncertain every day. Will I get home safely? Is my passport going to arrive in time for my trip? Is my job stable? Did I miss the delivery guy again? It's a huge list of big and small things. Sometimes the uncertainty bothers us. Sometimes we don't even think about it. But things have been different during the pandemic. The uncertainty felt almost like this undercurrent of anxiety, of just this always present low-level discomfort.
Or sometimes very high-level discomfort.
Yeah.
If you had to go to the grocery store or wherever you had to be. Uncertainty is also highly related to anxiety. And this is these are some really new discoveries in psychological and neuroscience. Fear of uncertainty, discomfort with uncertainty, is seen as the foundation for anxiety. So it used to be that people would treat anxiety by treating specific phobias or fears, you know, your fear of getting on that airplane, your fear of the party. But when it comes to sort of a generalized anxiety, that is just worrying about almost anything, worrying throughout our lives, which is sort of syncs with the pandemic lifestyle, the pandemic mentality, that's seen as being driven by a fear of the unknown. And you can't get the answer all the time in life, of course. You know, we are constantly dealing with uncertainties, big and small. But when questions ratchet up and there really aren't answers, even on the part of experts, and that's where intolerance of uncertainty, as they call it, fits in. I would like my jaw to, you know, get relaxed for the first time in a year and a half, frankly. intolerance of uncertainty is your approach to, your attitude toward it.
Maggie says we can reframe our relationship with uncertainty, approach it with an open mind, see a situation as a challenge, not a threat.
Basically confront the uncertainty in our lives, ratchet back the negative and the fear, the emotional part of dealing with uncertainty, and then suddenly the world becomes a more open place.
And I guess we have to recognize that certainty is an illusion in many, many instances.
Exactly. We can have foundational beliefs in the good of family or the need for truth, but at the same time, utter certainty really is a mirage. And that's kind of a tricky concept to deal with for anyone. I mean, we really do need our habits and our routines and our beliefs and our foundations. And I think one of the things I've learned is that humans are never going to have trouble finding those. It's the pushing ourselves out to explore from the safety of the knowledge that we know. But the other part of uncertainty is it really does have something to do with humility. Because if you're willing to not be quite as afraid of uncertainty, well, then you suddenly become a little more capable of wonder, awe, and curiosity. You begin to know that you don't always know. You come out from under the umbrella of that sureness.
And I would think, if we come back to anxiety, it sounds like if you embrace this uncertainty and look at it with curiosity, maybe even as an opportunity, I could see that easing your anxiety.
Well, precisely, because you just don't have to worry as much all the time. You know, you might just think of something that you worried about as a little adventure, rather than something that needs to be mapped out and planned and prepared for and worried about. So I think it eases the discomfort, the emotional discomfort that comes hand in hand with anxiety, the tension, and then it eases the time and effort that we all spend trying to control or avoid uncertainty through our worries.
Maggie Jackson is a tech and social critic. She's writing a book about uncertainty and its role in our lives.